It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, October 21st. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters go ad-free. Join me in the Patreon exclusive chat area called Kilowatt Confidential for paid members. And for $5 or $10 a month, you also get the bonus shows 7 days ahead of everybody else. Volvo is offering a year's free home charging in Sweden, but they're treating it as a pilot. This is for 5,150 kilowatt hours per year, about 25,000 kilometers on a new EX90, for instance. If you're a Vattenfall customer in Sweden, they want to roll this out to other countries as well. Very interesting, isn't it? How free home charging could be an incentive, a lever that other car makers start to pull. I like it. US fast charging growth slowed a bit Q3 compared to Q2, but it's still up a lot. 700 new DC fast charging stations coming online. Tesla almost 2,000 of the ports, of the 4,000 ports. That's more than the next 9 put together. Tesla supercharging continues to be rolled out at quite a rip, albeit a lower percentage of the US market because other EV chargers are coming online. The new Mustang Mach-E gets a California special package. If you get the new Mach-E GT, top of the range one, you can now spec the California package, a throwback to the 1968 option that appeared from California's dealers for Fords. GM is planning a family of EVs based around the Bolt, around $30,000. The president of GM, Mark Rias, talking on the Inside EVs podcast about how there will be a low-priced family around the Bolt. That's interesting. I wonder what he means by that. Porsche has opened its 9th brand-exclusive charging lounge in Evendorf, Lower Saxony. They got one in Austria, one in Switzerland, the rest are in Germany as well. 400 kilowatt chargers, which can all dispense 400 kilowatts, even if every one is full, by the way. How very Porsche. Awesome. And a big charging lounge as well, with Wi-Fi and snacks and coffee and drinks and conveniences. And if you have your Porsche number plate inside your Porsche app, the barrier will raise automatically. A little exclusive area for you to go and hide with other Porsche owners. And fair enough, too. No skin off my nose. Looks like an amazing, amazing place to go and charge. Nissan is joining BYD in the EU emissions pool. Emissions pools are all to do with CO2 and the tightening of those regulations and having to pay fines if you miss them. So it's cheaper to pay another car company that has excess credits, effectively, then pay the fines. Well, BYD in Germany has a lot more. In the EU, BYD has plenty spare. And so Nissan, which was normally with Renault because of their alliance, is now joining with BYD. Perhaps if only they'd rolled out the new Leaf better and earlier, they wouldn't be having to do that. Rivian is delaying some new features, which should have been here almost a month ago. They promised Kick Turn and Rad Tuner by the end of September. Now they say by the end of the year. Not the first time an EV company's missed a deadline. RV Tech is the joint venture between Rivian and Volkswagen. RV Tech want new offices in Palo Alto. And that's really interesting because they're not doing it in Germany, in Wolfsburg, under the eyes, you know, under the supervision of Volkswagen. And they're not doing it where Rivian's based. They're doing it in Palo Alto. That's brilliant because that's exactly where a next generation tech thinking Silicon Valley company should be, and perhaps what has held back software in some of the German brands until now. Sodium-ion batteries are nearing mass production. A new report coming out saying that they're almost ready for prime time with electric vehicles to match the energy density of LFP packs. Aqua Superpower is installing 75 kilowatt marine chargers around Lake Garda, which I've been to, and it's utterly beautiful. And that is brilliant. That is going electric as well with marine EVs. Germany is putting together a plan by 2030 to have more charging infrastructure for heavy duty goods vehicles. And Porsche appeared to be rolling out a hardcore Panamera plug-in hybrid with the equivalent of like the Porsche Taycan Visac package. And that's briefly